Welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast.
You better learn the lesson to get to the blessing. You better learn the lesson to get to the blessing. You better learn the lesson to get to the blessing. You better learn the lesson to get to the blessing. Okay, get some gospel singer, somebody to do that. I can go ahead and finish that on out. You know what I'm saying? I usually don't sing on the internet and all that stuff, give them too much or anything, because you know that's not what I do. But anyway, welcome to Spiritual Shock. I am Lyric Lamour. I'm glad I'm recording these shows. I be ahead of the schedule. I like it. I love it. Get a little inspiration, and when I think of it, I say, go ahead and press record. You know, so what I have learned today is, you know, like I was saying before, the job and everything I'm at is all a lesson. It's all a teaching moment to get me together, to know how to handle people, to know my true emotions and all that stuff, and to know how much of a leader and strong and everything I am, to make it grow and everything so I can become in alignment with my true destiny, my true journey through all this wealth and all this, you know, abundance and prosperity. And the prosperity and abundance is more than just money. It is love. It is being whole. It is being, you know, yourself. It is being inspired. It is being an inspiration to others. It is loving yourself and not even worried about other people when you love yourself. Girl, I am in the vibration of loving myself right now. Get out the way, hater. Get out the way. Okay. Sometimes you get out the way, hater. And when you get in that vibration, you ain't gonna be worried about no hater, no way. Okay. So you might as well stay in the high vibration so you ain't gotta worry about the haters in the first place, because that'd be the last thing on your mind. You just be having a good old time. That's what happens when you have a good old time. A hater ain't on your mind. Okay. That's what happens. But yeah, I was just saying, like, you know what? What I noticed is people really don't take the time to rearrange their mind. And what's so crazy, I was talking about rearranging my mind, and I just noticed on a Jhené Aiko, if you don't know, just know I love Jhené Aiko's music. I listen to her all the time. All the time, I always listen to her, and if it's days they go by, trust me, this show ain't a week they ain't go by where I ain't listening to her for 4 to 5 hours. So it is what it is. Okay, I love her music. Okay, yeah, I just realized on a Jhené Aiko song, she was saying she needed time to rearrange her mind. I said, hey, I be doing that. Rearranging your mind. Let's talk about rearranging your mind, because basically I'm just talking about rearranging your mind a little bit, and what I learned a little bit, because it just came to me today. Like, oh man, I rearranged my mind about how I see this job and how I see life and everything, and I wanted life to be better, and I took 3 days of quietness, which I talked about on here before and all that stuff, and I just went more than 3 days, because actually it was the weekend, and then I didn't get crunk until probably like Wednesday, Thursday. That's when I started talking and getting that old thing back. But it was because I was rearranging my mind. And I said, a lot of people don't take the time to rearrange their mind, and a lot of people don't even know how to do it. Now, I'm just going to be honest, I'm not really going to talk about how you do it. I'm just going to talk about the basics of it, because that is something that people, I'm not wasting my breath no more. Like I said this a long time ago, I'm not wasting my breath on very extensive things, because people don't want to, they love to hear you, but they don't like to listen. I'm not doing that if I ain't getting paid. Sorry. Okay. I already said it. I am not wasting my breath on deep stuff like that anymore. And even though people be saying this is deep, even though I don't think this is deep, so this is my personal examination and what I think is deep, because a lot of the times, I mean, a lot of people don't even listen to this type of stuff either, but you know what I'm saying? But a lot of times, a lot of people want to hear and be uplifted and motivated, but they don't want to put in the work. Honey, I'm not wasting my breath to keep you motivated all the time, and you ain't putting in no work, because one day you're going to be looking for me to give you a word, and ain't no word going to be brought. Thank you. So, okay. Okay. All right. So at the end of the day, you're going to be looking around and ain't nothing going to fulfill you. Trust me, until you fulfill yourself. Because you're feeling empty anyway. You get motivated by these spiritual teachers and leaders like me. Okay. You get motivated by us for a few minutes. And the next minute, you acting a fool. Okay. Ain't putting nothing in effect. Okay. So y'all, you doing is hearing, but you're not listening. If you want to listen to the real deep dive, okay, you have to pay me, okay? That's all I got to say. Holler at me. I got a PayPal and all that good stuff. Some people already know. But anyway, so at the end of the day, yeah, rearranging your mind. And it's basically like the basics. I'll give you the basics. It is going to be quiet time. You cannot speak. You can, you know, you might say a little laugh and all that stuff. You might do that, but you're not really going to speak too much, whether it's to yourself, to others, or anything. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to meditate, okay? And you're going to put out, I don't want to call them affirmations, because it's not really affirmations. You're really making declarations. You're really declaring things. And I'm going to be really honest. Some people cannot do this without a substance. And if you're going to use a substance, man, I just sativa if it makes you go on that level. Because a lot of people, you don't know, if you take like sativa and something and you have your mindset on a certain thing, you'll be surprised what that and, you know, that drug will help you do, that marijuana, that edible will help you do. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying just, you know, you have to do it. But I can say if you do stuff like that, you can actually put intentions before you even do that. Because I'm going to be honest, I like an edible every now and then. And I like to put intentions before I get high. And when I get high, it's a different experience. My dreams are wild and all that stuff. And I actually be learning even when I'm high. But anyway, when that does happen, okay. But yeah, it's really interesting how, let me just say this, to get to that level to do it, it really is like steps to that. Cause I never was able to do it, and then I never really thought about it, and I'm just going to be honest with you. I just let my spirit lead me like I do in most occasions, because I trust my spirit so much. So I just let my spirit lead me, and like I was at work and everything, and then I was like, I'm going to go ahead and take a week off, because something's telling me go ahead and take a week off. You know what I'm saying? So I took a week off, and then in that process, someone was just like, you know, let's find out what's going on. And then it was just like, I just listened to my spirit, y'all. I'm for real. That's why I always tell people, you need to get in tune with your spirit. If you're not in tune with your spirit, don't think you're just going to meditate and rearrange your brain and can do it. Because it took me a long time. As I said, my spiritual journey has been 10 years. And I just now really got really, really good at it. And guess what? Even though I'm this good, I still have a whole lot to learn, and I can be even better, and then even greater, and even better, and even greater, then greater, then greatest, and then greatest, and greater. And then it's just like a forever process. It's not going to end. And if you don't allow it to end, there's no telling what I'm really going to be able to do in this life. I can imagine some things, but sometimes I feel like I don't even know the extent of what I can do. But what I do know is that even in this moment, like my job and everything, after doing that, I'm going to be honest with this. I really did tell the universe, because I'm connected and I was just in that mood. And I feel, I don't know, it's just something that just tells me, like, this is the time. The universe is listening. And whatever the situation you were in, what you need to help you in the situation you were in, say it. It's just a trusting your spirit and instinct. So that's why I said, that's why you need to pay me. Because if you if you ain't in tune and stuff, it's just going to sound crazy to you. You know what I'm saying? But I just noticed, like, my today I was just like, I am thankful because I'm seeing my power in my work, and I'm seeing how I'm using energy and my thinking and my godlike energy to create the life that I want. Because even with my job, I say, okay, I can do this, but what I need for, I'm lazy, and I don't believe in working hard for money, and I don't believe to be stressed out and everything like I was going through. I don't believe I should be all frustrated and confused and all that stuff. So we need to change our mindset. We need to rearrange the brain so that I can manifest this up, spirit, and our universe or God, whatever you want to believe in. I guess you can ask it in that way to make it simple. I'm trying to make it simple. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, And what, and then I everything I do notice now, when I think something or I see something, I like to say it out loud and then see the confirmation. I get a lot of confirmation now. That's how I know I'm getting stronger too, and getting better at it. Thank you, because I say I'm getting better every day. You don't want to say you getting, don't say that stuff. Say you getting better every day, even when it don't seem like you're not. Because then when you, dang, I am better, because your mind will look for it, okay? Okay, little tip for you, okay? So it's just like, wow, I always get confirmation. Then today I was just like, you know, I really get confirmation with this, because this is what I asked for. I asked for a lot of space and time. Asked for me to be a little bit more lazier, okay? A little bit more stressed out, chill out, because money, my mind, it took a, let me be, I'm always honest, it took years. Okay, it took years to have my mindset to be money, regardless of situations I be, regardless of how my bank account look, or regardless of what car I drive, or if I'm not in the home that I'm supposed to be in. It took me years to really get that abundant mindset. That's just honest. It may not take you that long, but like I said, it always depends on your trauma too and all that stuff. And it just depends if you really gonna buckle down and get to work. You know what I'm saying? But it took me a long time to get out of that you know, mindset other people have, which is broke. Okay. Okay. All right. So, you know, yeah, it took a minute. It took a You know what I'm saying? And yeah, just seeing it, seeing my energy and the things I asked for show up, my intuition working. Like when I was at this job and everything happened, I did realize like, oh, I have to do this because this is actually giving me time to cultivate my gifts. And that's something I realized. That's why it's, and what's so crazy is once I realized that at my job, I end up being able to do my gift. I'm actually like getting time off to go in other people's meetings and do a presentation that my boss end up making. And it just happened out of nowhere because of the way I view life. Okay. And like I always say, you gotta live life for you, man. Forget the haters, because I'm trying to keep it clean on this one. I don't want to cuss on this one because I don't know. I know when I want to cuss and I know when I don't. I just go with the flow, okay? But yeah, like it's like forget the haters. It's like forget people who don't like you. Forget everybody. Where about you? And when you really get your mind, but it took me to rearrange my mind. Like those days, I really had to rearrange my mind to stop worrying about other people, stop worrying about reactions, stop worrying about friends, stop worrying about strangers, and all that stuff. Focus on you. I have too many gifts, too many great gifts, okay? Too many gifts that I don't even know about that I can feel, but I just can't tap in quite yet, which I know it's not going to pop up until I'm ready anyway. But I can feel stuff inside me that I'm going to be able to do. I just haven't been able to tap in it yet. But what I have noticed is that even though this job, even though everything is happening and everything, since my mindset is everything works out for the good of me no matter what, and no matter the stresses, and I'm going to be okay whether I get let go, whether I'm laid off, whether I'm fired, whether I'm working, whether I'm, you know, I'm going to be okay. You know what I'm saying? But I do know, deep inside, because I was rushing, and deep inside I was like, you're at this job for a reason. Get up every morning, do the job, take your PTO, do what you need to do. You already know what you need to do now. Now just live it and let your life cultivate itself. And I know people say it all the time, like, if you just, you working hard and all that stuff is what keeping you for your dreams. Let me be a witness to that. Because I was just saying earlier, if I had cameras that can follow me on a reality show, y'all would be bored to death. But you would actually say, oh, he said that and then it happened. Or, you know, he said that and whoa, that really did happen. And because I'm aware of it too. Like, I said this and I know, like, you can't have it all the time, but you can't have it most of the time. I already know there's still going to be busy days and you might get bad customers. But I said, I don't want... I know it's impossible to have nothing but good customers, but like, I don't want too many bad customers. So what I had to say is, what I want is, because you don't want to talk about what you don't want, okay? Even though I'm giving you examples on this, but you know what I'm saying? What I want is more positive customers, more customers that have not so much to do, not so much hard work to do. And if it is something stressful, they're more understanding. And, you know, and that's what I have been getting too, okay? And I need more time between calls, okay? And then I'll say, you know what? I'm going to make this stuff happen, okay? And guess what? Since I've been back, that's what's been happening, okay? And that's why I said, oh, this job is to cultivate my dreams. Once I realized that and chilled out, guess what? The job is helping cultivate my dreams for real, okay? And they're allowing me to use my gifts for other situations. Like, even just doing something simple as doing a presentation and going in meetings and talking about how I handle and cope with stresses of work and all that stuff and all that good stuff is a great thing to me, because this is like, this is what I really want to do. And I do claim it even when doing it. Like, this is what I really want to do, and I thank you for allowing me to do it. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm doing it for free, okay? And I try to keep it as simple as possible. I don't even talk about the stuff that I talk about on here. I try to keep it as simple as possible because it is a work environment and everything. And you got to maneuver with the people you talking to. And what's so crazy, I'm reading a book. Well, I have an audio book reading a book that I got. Because I ain't feel like, I said, I'm not about to read. How about he read it for me and I just follow him along in this book? Okay, but I'm reading a book about, you know, business and uplifting your life and, you know, how to make money and how this dude made a money within a year, which is actually a book that I got because of Tom. And I like watching Tom on YouTube, you know what I'm saying, with, what's it, Change Your Life or whatever? But yeah, so, and I was like, oh, I'm going to get that. And it is very interesting to see how that is happening. Now, one thing about life I do want to say as a disclaimer here, just because this is how I maneuver through life doesn't mean that's going to be how you maneuver through life. That's why every teacher and leader and follower like me and the other people that you follow or like or listen to or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Us spiritual teachers are basically giving you what we go through. You know what I'm saying? And if you knew me, you'll know everything I'm telling you is actually what I went through and what I spoke about today. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, so it's like we talk about how we got there, but the foundation that every great leader and spiritual teacher knows is you have to find your own path. You are the creator of your life. You are the manifester of your life. What you think and what you speak will create it. And if you is gonna let your mind and everything and your emotions control you, good luck with that, because you are supposed to be the controller of this life, okay? As much as possible, because even the things that we think is not controllable, it really is kind of controllable when you see it in a different perspective, because perspective really is everything. Everybody is living in their own world, in their own bubble because of their perspective. Now, whether that bubble is good or bad, even though there's really no sense, but whether that bubble feels good or bad, that's up to you. That's why when you can see people, you know, I hate to use this as an example, but since it was just not too long ago, that's why you can see people like people that hate Trump so much and then the people that love Trump. You know what I'm saying? If you see the people that hate Trump, they're all like, oh, you can't. Bitch, I do agree. Like, I don't believe in, you know, telling women they can't have abortions and all that stuff. So I'm kind of liberal in a lot of ways. And then I have my conservative stuff. But, yeah, and stuff like that. And then you can see the Trump supporters calling the people that don't like Trump snowflakes, and then as soon as Trump get kicked out of office, guess who becomes a snowflake then? Them. So at the end of the day, it's all your perspective. If you think the other side is weak, okay, that's going to be real for you, and you're going to be mad and upset at them because you're thinking they're weak and everything. And guess what? They're going to be mad and upset at you because they're thinking you're pathetic and weak and just full of stuff. Okay. You know what I'm saying? It's all about perspective. That's why I try to look at it as, and that's why when I was talking about Trump, I was trying to look at it as a whole. I'm worried about the people. Okay. Y'all worried about, that's the problem. We be worried about politicians. They got money. Okay. They taken care of. Okay. Of course they gonna lie and do anything to keep their income going up. They getting raises. Okay. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm more focused on. Like, y'all focus on, yes, the way Trump talk, I don't too much agree with and everything too much either. And yes, you can see him lying through his teeth a lot of times, just like a lot everybody else pretty much. But he was just a little bit worse because he was just more, you know, talkative. But at the end of the day, I did not hate or dislike Trump. He doesn't deserve that type of energy from me because, first of all, I don't know him. Okay. Second of all, every president that's ever been a president I don't know how much they affect in my life. Okay, so it's just like, I mean, the only person that really affect my life was the in the Bush era and the beginning of Obama era when they extended unemployment because of the economy. Okay, and I lost my job and everything, and I was living off unemployment even though I was moving to different states and all this stuff trying to find a job and all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only thing that I seen really benefit me. I'm not gonna lie, Trump did benefit me during his term because even though that tax thing that he came out to cut taxes actually did help the people that wasn't making a lot of money, even in that tax form it says if you ain't making over $600,000 you gonna still get the tax breaks. But it's actually this year it's actually this year where the tax breaks is supposed to stop. And that's why I was like, people just be loving people and they don't be knowing what they passing and stuff like that. Like, yeah, that tax break is great, but do you know in the year 2021, like around June or something, our taxes is going to go back to normal? And if somebody is making $600,000 or more, they still getting tax breaks? Girl, I need to get to the $600,000 bracket while everybody while everybody else up here arguing and mad at each other about Donald Trump being president. Girl, just turn them off, okay? I didn't hear everybody always talk about all it is Donald Trump and Donald Trump. Girl, I seen Donald Trump every now and then. I talked about him every now and then, but most of the time, girl, that was not on my feed. Okay, that was not on my social media. Okay, that was not in my stuff. He wasn't the main event in my stuff because I can care less about Donald Trump unless he's doing something that's gonna affect me. But at the end of the day, that can be selfish. You can say what you want to say, but at the end of the day, my selfishness is creating in my life that I want. Maybe you need to be a little selfish too and get your mind together. Okay. Anyway, so that's an example of how perspective is. Y'all see how if you just take a step back, that's why you can see both sides. That's why, you know, when you can see both sides, it's just like you're just taking a perspective. And don't get it twisted. I got my own perspective like everybody else, and I live in my own bubble like everybody else, okay? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people try to penetrate that bubble, but after I rearranged that mind, man, they ain't penetrating no more. Okay. Okay. Ooh, that sounds sexual. But so you know, so you just gotta really change your perspective about things. Like, if people don't like you or they irritated by you, that's your problem. I ain't got nothing to do with that, girl. Okay, at the end of the day, like, it's some people I be like, dang, like, that's so sad. I really see people what it is. Like, they the one messing up their life. Like, I see it, like, oh, they need some help. And that's because I care. You be like, oh, they need therapy, or they need counseling or something, or they need some help. That's because I care. But then again, I have to get back, well, I mean, can't really do nothing about it. It's their choice. That's me now claiming my power back and not giving them that power, because guess what? My power can't do nothing for their power. Okay? I say this all the time, and people that you know may heard this from your friends and family when you dealing with negative people or people that ain't never happy and all that stuff and frustrated and don't know how to handle their emotions and stuff. I will hope that you eventually got told, baby, you can talk to them to death, love them as hard as you can, but until they put in the work themselves, till they get to help themselves, until they know for themselves, you're going to have to eventually let them go. And if you don't let them go, guess what? Welcome to HE Double Hockey Sticks, okay? For your life, okay? And guess what? And then if you spend all that time, that's why a lot of people in relationships and friendships, guess what they do? They blame the person. Well, they messed up my whole life. I wasted all my time. And that's because you chose to put your energy in somebody. Listen to me, okay? You chose. Hello. You chose to put your energy in somebody else's life, which is not yours, okay? You chose that, okay? So don't be mad at them. Be mad at yourself for choosing somebody over you, okay? For you to react to a hater, that's you giving them power, okay? We all do it sometimes. And sometimes I gotta be like, oh, wait a minute. Okay, let me take my power back. See, when you're smart, okay, you be like, wait a minute, let me get back into me and take my power back. Cause girl, I can't do nothing that they life is so messed up, okay, that they don't want to take the time to heal, okay, and become a better person. That is their choice. That has nothing to do with me, okay. Once you learn to do that, that's the most simplest way I can put it. Okay, once you learn to do that. Your life will be changing, okay? Your life will change. Be like, you know what? I love you. Okay. That's why you see people do that. And they be like, oh, they so selfish. Nah, girl. They trying to take care of their energy. Like, I love you. Okay. But I got my own life to live. I got my own problems to go through. Okay. And I got a lot of stuff going on in my life too. Okay. Okay. So what we gonna do is, you either gonna come up with me, I'm going to have to let you go. I still love you, but I love you enough to let you go to find your own life, okay? To find your own way, to find your own light, and I hope you get there, okay? I hope you get there, okay? That's all you can do. So you won't be them people complaining. Oh, I just gave all my time. They don't never listen to me. They always, girl, stop, okay? That's all I can say to you. Stop, okay? You think it ain't people trying to control me? Girl, boom. You don't control nothing over here. I control myself and my environment. Thank you very much. All it's going to do is piss you off, okay? Okay? Because you giving me your energy and your time. You got to look at life different. When people attack, girl, you giving me all this energy and for what? Okay? Because look at you. You unhappy. You mad. You sad. You frustrated. You angry. Girl, for what? Okay? I had to do it. Hell, I had to do it in the last meeting I had. I said, whoa, I'm getting all in my feelings. See, I'm aware, though, okay? And it takes time to be aware, okay? And it's like, I'm in my feelings. Hold up. Wait a minute. Let me go back to me. And I even left the conversation, as I talked about in the podcast before, because it's true. I can do it naturally. Once I become aware of it, like, oh, hold on. I'm in my feelings, okay? Let's find out what's going on with me, because despite the boss, despite the co-workers, despite friends, despite neighbors, despite enemies, despite whoever, races, bigots, sexes, whatever, whatever. Okay, despite all of that, you the one. Hello. We always try to take it from us and put it on somebody else. You the one walking around with those emotions. Okay? Okay? Have you ever seen somebody where everybody chilling and somebody's frustrated? You know what I'm saying? Have you ever watched a video with the Karens? People minding their business. They the one coming over there with their energy. Like, girl, what are you coming over here for? Girl, move. Like, boom. We up here. We minding our business. Can you mind yours? That's all they trying to tell. That's all they be trying to tell the white folks. Can you mind your business? You always worry about what black people doing. What we doing? What we talking? What we saying? What we dancing? What we singing? Can you mind your own business sometimes? That way you ain't going to be frustrated. You ain't gotta be frustrated about black people. That way you ain't gotta hate black people. That way you ain't gotta be scared of black people. That way you ain't gotta be act stupid against black people. That way we ain't even gotta fuss and fight with you anymore. Girl, just mind your business. Okay. It's that simple, okay? Just like people be where, just like we, that's because I be watching T.S. Madison and a lot of people and stuff. Just like the black community, when black people talk about homosexuals and all that stuff. Girl, if you just mind your business, homosexuals wouldn't bother you. If you just mind your own damn business, okay? It's as simple as that, okay? You wouldn't be in your feelings if you would have mind your business, okay? You would have been still cool just walking down the street if you would have just mind your business. Them people is minding their business. They having a good time. They ain't hurting nobody. They ain't killing nobody. They ain't trying to, you know, they ain't doing nothing wrong. Leave people alone. Golly. And guess what? Your life will be so much better. Okay? Because you giving out, you putting that energy out, girl. They ain't got nothing to do with them. You act like somebody robbing somebody or something. Girl, if somebody doing wrong, I understand. But girl, calm down, okay? If a gay people is out there, now if gay people was out there, they raped your kids or something like that. That's a very rough word. But if they raped your kids, you know, or something like that, I get it. But if the gay person is just minding their business, why don't you mind yours? And guess what? If you mind yours, guess what? You won't even be mad. You won't even be thinking about them going to hell or nothing. Okay? You wouldn't be thinking nothing because you minding your business. Okay? People be acting like it's so hard, girl. It ain't hard. Okay? You want to get out your feelings and your emotions? Stop worrying about them and start worrying about you. Hello. Start healing you. Hello. Put in the work for you, girl. Duh. Okay. Duh. All the great people that you see, all the spiritual teachers and stuff like me, that's what we do. Okay? And it's an everyday thing. Y'all try to do it. Well, I'm just going to do it today. Oh, it didn't work. Girl, it's just like exercise and all that stuff. that belly fat is the last thing to go. So you better work out and you better eat right, because eating right and working out is what's going to make that belly go down. If you're going to work out and still eat bad, you still going to be, you know, having that belly fat. Okay. Because belly fat is the last to go. You see all of your body, all the rest of your body just getting skinnier, but that stomach hanging out. Okay. That's because it's the last to go. It's the hardest to go. The easiest to get, but the hardest to go. So that's what it is. When you fall into that racism and all that bigot trap, that mad trap, that angry trap, girl, you falling into it. It's easy to go into it, girl, but don't make it hard to get out, okay? Okay? Because that's what's going on with a lot of people. They don't got time to put in the work to heal themselves because they see, whoa, this journey going to be long. It don't feel good already, and it's going to be a long process because this trauma is deep. That's why people don't put in the work, girl. I tell you the truth. I ain't got a lot of kicking. That's why you ain't putting in the work. I already know, because I had trauma, and it took a long time, and some still be lingering every now and then, poking his little head out. Trust me. Okay. Anyway, I just want to say that's what I learned today. I'm manifesting way better, way faster, way quicker. And I look out for confirmations, and guess what? Because I look out for confirmations, the world got to keep on showing me confirmations. Got to keep on showing it. Got to keep on showing it, boo boo. Okay. But yeah, it really changed when I really did take the time to just follow my spirit and follow the process of rearranging my mind, and you know, yeah, doing a little ums, saying the universal spokenness, the universal vibration, the universal, that's what, you know, yeah, that's the universe vibration that we can do with our voices. Mm-hmm. That's why monks and stuff do it. That's why you know, they do that in yoga and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a universal high vibration thing. Okay, if you don't know that, now you know. That's the simplest way I can put it. It is the universal vibration. And universe vibration is high. It's high vibration. The only reason why we feel like the world or the universe isn't a high vibration place is because of the people in it. That's why when I be saying the world is messed up, but then I always have that saying, well, the world, all the world does is rotate. The people in it, now we got the free will to act a fool or act cool. Okay. We got the free will to be good or bad. Hey, we got the choice. Okay. To be high vibration or low vibration. Yeah. But yeah, that is the universe vibration. That's why when you do it, you vibrate, your mouth vibrates, you can even feel your chest and stuff vibrate too. Yeah. Don't forget to do your ums every now and then. But anyway, I am Lyric Lamour. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Shock. I just wanted to say, hey, you better learn your lesson to get to the blessing. Because trust me, I didn't get to this level without learning and continuously learning. Okay. And continuously saying, I'm getting better. I'm going to be aware. I'm going to pay attention. I'm going to live the best life I can. I'm going to be as grateful as I can. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, you may not can do it all of the time, but you sure can do it most of the time. Okay. Life may not can't be good all of the time, but it sure can be good most of the time. Trust me. I know. I'm actually living it. I've been living it for a few years now. Thankful for it too. It's just getting stronger and better. That's how. But anyway, as I say, at the end of most of my podcasts that are already posted, is, you know, when people are in their deathbeds, they ain't thinking about what they didn't try. I always do that. They ain't thinking about what they did try. They ain't thinking about what they did try. They are thinking about what they didn't try. Okay? So try. Okay? Why you think 50 Cent say get rich or die trying, girl? Okay? Because trying means something. Okay? At least you tried. Okay? I ain't never heard nobody at the end of the day say, well, I failed. That was horrible. I should have never done it. After they really get to it, then they're like, you know what? They might say it at first, but they're going to be like, you know what? At the end, it always at the end. That's why it really ain't how you start out the middle. It's how it ends. Because at the end, they're going to eventually say, you know, I did that. And at first, I used to thought it was horrible, but at least I tried it, because it's a lot of people that ain't out here trying. Okay? Trust and believe me. I see it every day. Huh? Okay? Anyway, Thank you for listening to Spiritual Shock. I appreciate you. Lyric Lamour, I'm out. Bye.